I felt good. I mean, I was just trying to bounce back from game one. I had a deep ball drop that I didn't really like myself, so I was just trying to bounce back.
How much did that stick with you throughout the week, and how good did it feel then to get that one?
I mean, it stuck with me through the whole week. I mean, the coaches said I was all right. They said I had some key catches, little catches, but I'm known to be a deep ball threat, and to drop it last week, I felt kind of down, so this week I was just like, I'm going to come in and I'm going to make sure I catch every deep ball that's thrown to me or that's catchable.
Do you feel like you've, I know you told me you want to work on just route running, different things in your game. Do you feel like you've kind of accomplished those goals out here?
I feel like I accomplished some goals, the short and medium routes, route run. I mean, in practice, that's all I ran. I didn't run no deep ball. I would say like our last practice, what was Wednesday, that was my first deep ball catching through the whole camp. So I feel like I did good.
Were guys like Pierre and Deshaun sitting out, how important is it for you to take advantage of extra reps like this?
Oh, it's very important to show that if they go down, I can be right there to step up and have their back. So it's very important.
Rashad, you worked hard to keep yourself in this position last year. I remember when you were kind of in a big summer and all that. Do you ever feel comfortable when you have a game like last week, you start to wonder, what's going on here for yourself? Or do you feel like you've been able to put yourself in a point where you don't have to worry about things like that?
No, I worry a lot, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like my coaches always tell me, like what happened last week, you got to put that behind you, good or bad, and you got to come out and show what you really got. I mean, everybody going to have bad games. Mm-hmm. People going to drop balls. That's what people don't understand. People going to drop balls. Ain't nobody perfect, but it's about when you down, how can you step up?
Has that been a challenge for you to kind of get one bad game out of your system and then focus to the next game?
Yeah, it kind of been a challenge. I mean, I dropped like four balls in training camp. And the last 2 years I was here, I didn't drop none. So it's just like thinking like, damn, what's going on? What I'm doing wrong? You know what I'm saying? But like I said, coach came in my ear and told me, you got to forget about that. Ain't nobody perfect. Yeah, that's good. That's our chemistry, though. I know if I end up dropping the ball, he gonna come back to me just because he got so much confidence in me. I just need to go out there with confidence.
What did you see on those plays? Yeah. What did you see on the first one of the ball? Like how did it feel when you were running out of the field knowing you might have a chance again?
I was just like, this is my chance to redeem myself. Everybody saw it. Everybody saw, it seemed like everybody saw the deep ball last week that I dropped, not the four catches that I caught when it was contesting. So it was like, all right, this is my chance. No matter what the defender doing, this is my chance.
I'm reassuring you that, that first touchdown, you're kind of doing a corner route, not your typical, what you're known for. Does that help in terms of what you were working on in terms of the training
that
camp?
It helps because it showed the coaches that I'm just not a deep ball player. I can actually run routes and do all the routes and catch the ball.
So you think you took strides in becoming that diversified receiver that you'd like to become?
Yes, I think I took strides. I ain't there all the way yet, but I think I took strides, and all I can do is just gain on that.